The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
B. Mitch and Finley, 106.7 The Fan, reacting to the Commanders' loss yesterday, 28-27 to the Pittsburgh Steelers. That loss does move Washington out of first place in the division, but they will have a chance to get right back to it. Thursday night, they play the Eagles. Eagles are now 7-2, winners of, I believe, 5 in a row. Mm-hmm. Washington 7-3. Crazy. The Commanders, after that loss, go from the 2 seed in the NFC all the way down to the 6 because the Vikings are still 7-2. Eventually, the differences in games is going to get sorted out once everybody has a bye. Washington doesn't get their bye for, amazingly, 3 more weeks. But Philly is surging. Washington offensively doesn't look like they did a month ago, but I think you get some guys back healthy and some things could turn around there. Brian, two plays at the very end of this game.
Mm-hmm.
One was accurately called and just unfortunate. I think Johnny Newton's been a really good rookie for this team. But like,
great jump.
It was
still eating him at the end of the game. He did have tears in his eyes. You could tell it means something to him, and he didn't want to be that guy, but he was trying to get a jump.
It's just crazy because you know that's what the whole point of Pittsburgh coming back out there is, trying to make you jump.
Hey.
And you just hope that's a learning experience.
Every player that has been around on the sideline is probably saying, don't jump.
Right.
And he went out. He was just excited. Tried to get that jump off him, and you know it's going to be a hard count. You know it.
Yeah. It was that's just a really tough way for that game to end.
Yeah.
But one play that I don't think there's any sort of definition on is the spot they gave Zach Ertz at the end of the game. It's 4th and 9, I believe, and Ertz has to get to the 41. Sure, looks like he got to the 41. I'm just reading here. It was 4th and 9 from the 50. This is from the official game book. Jaden Daniels pass short middle to Zach Ertz to pit 42 for 8 yards. The replay official reviewed the short of the line to gain ruling, and the play was upheld. The ruling on the field stands. I think it was Grant last night had this video of it that I retweeted. I don't see how they didn't at least give him the 41. Unless they're saying that his knee was down, like nobody touched him, and he's at the 41. I found that spot really, really difficult to reconcile.
Yeah.
Did you?
Where the ball hits him in the chest, he has the first down.
Right.
And where his knee touched, if they're saying he wasn't down until that knee touched, because they're touching him at that moment, then that's a little short of it. But I felt when he had the ball in his hand, because you know, like if you catch the ball and a player hits you and knocks you back, you get
the forward progress. Right.
So I believe forward progress gave him the first down.
That call to me, I was not surprised once they made the ruling that it did not get overturned. I don't think refs want to overturn something in that kind of scenario.
They should anyway.
It was just, I don't think there was necessarily definitive video evidence, whatever that, you know, irrefutable, whatever the word is they search for. That, to me, was really, really tough to make that call. And I think it was incorrect. And we brought this up when, remember a couple weeks ago, I think it was a Monday night game, when there was the obvious face mask by the Rams defender on Sam Darnold in the end zone. Mm-hmm. And they didn't call it. Yeah. And there's no guarantee that if they call that, the Vikings come back to win, right? Let's say they give Ertz the correct spot and they have first and 10 from whatever that would have been, the 41, right? Like, there's no guarantee that they go on to win the game. I'm not saying that.
There's a way better chance than what they had in any other situation.
Sure. And I just, that's a really tough way for a really tight ball game to come down to the wire. But when you look at good teams, most of the time, that's what happens. They come down to the absolute last minute, a few calls, a few plays.
How it happens when they played Harvard yesterday and still won the game.
Right.
Kansas City, they did not play well at all, but they won the game in the end.
Let's check in with the boys in the aquarium. Hello, Jeff. Hello, Landini.
You know, I could even tolerate on that play them ruling that Ertz was short because it was kind of close. But that's not what they did. They took the ball where it was down, and then they backed it up an entire yard and said, that's the spot. That was one of the more ridiculous things I've ever seen.
It nowhere seems like the ball got spotted where he caught it.
No.
And typically, when you lose your forward progress, is because you've gotten to a spot, and then you start to run backwards or run sideways, and you are making a cognizant decision to move backwards to try to gain more yardage.
Yeah.
That is not the case. He caught it and went down and then got blasted.
They didn't give him forward progress. They didn't give him the spot where he caught the ball. They didn't give him the spot where he was down. They took the ball where it should have been spotted, and then they backed it up a full yard and said, that's the spot.
Yeah.
It was ridiculous. Completely and totally inaccurate.
There's a number of singular plays that I think were perhaps a hose job. B, you seem quite agitated by the Newton fumble where he came out of the pile with the ball that
he
wasn't.
That.
But I thought that spot in that moment was just ridiculous.
I think the Newton fumble recovery that was not called a fumble recovery is as blatant as any play yesterday.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
If they had ruled Ertz short, I could have accepted it because it's a tough play. It was really close, but they didn't do that. It was just blatant incompetence. They just made up a spot and said that's where it was. We all saw that it was completely bogus. We all know that's not where the ball should have been. And then they looked at it on replay, and they saw that it shouldn't be there, and they decided to go with it anyway. It was ridiculous, and it was absurd.
Landfill, not messing around. I don't think you're wrong. I thought that was specifically very egregious. And when you consider the time and place of the decision, it is really difficult. Jeffrey, what'd you think of yesterday's ball game? I saw that lady dancing at your DJ booth. Jeff got, I don't know how many fans Jeff's got, but he definitely has one. This lady was dancing. Nobody else was there. This lady was grooving.
Yeah, she did not go into the game till kickoff.
Damn, I saw you at like 10:45, 11.
Yeah, man. Great time. But just a lot of missed opportunities yesterday. That's what separate good teams from great teams. And granted, it's still early. We're way ahead of schedule for this rebuild season that we're supposed to be in. You know, I'm not mad that we lost to a better team. I'm just mad at how we lost, you know, because it was there for us to take, and we gotta cut down on the mental errors and mistakes. And one thing, when I played middle school basketball, my coach, he always said we had to wear shirts. It was hilarious because we was the joke of the school, but on the back of the shirt it said, "It's the little things," and that's what made that game yesterday.
Yes. I can understand
the
joke.
It was funny. But it's the little things that the reason why we lost that game. Totally. And it's fine. You know, I'm not for moral victories. But even though we took an L yesterday, I just sat back and looked at the teams that we lost to. We lost to the Bucks. We lost to the Ravens. We lost to the Steelers, right?
We beat everybody else.
Yeah, that we were supposed to handle. But...
Sounds awful moral victory-ish.
But the thing is, I use it as a measuring stick because it's like, dude, we were plays and botched calls away from beating teams that before the season, before we had this momentum, nobody had us even being in competition with those teams.
I think when you look at it, it's not a moral victory. It's just what you can learn from things.
I agree. And I think that's fair.
I think it's a learning process. And I've said this on this show many a time. You have to learn how to win in this league. And sometimes
yesterday should have been a lesson.
Yeah, I mean, like you have to listen. Everybody is human, and when things are going good for you, you know what you start doing? You start feeling good about yourself. Well, every once in a while, just say, "Hey, man, I need to focus a little bit more."
Well, let's be real. That Ravens game, the Ravens were in control of that the whole time.
Yeah, they were.
They were able to kind of fight back and cut it to a touchdown, and fight back and cut it to a touchdown. But the Ravens were in control. Yesterday, Washington had control,
totally,
and they ceded it. Like, they gave it away.
Gave it up.
I'm not saying they gave away the game, but they gave away control of that
game.
They
gave too many opportunities to a team that had a lot of veteran players and very good players. They gave them too many opportunities in a game that you wasn't playing good in and thinking that you were going to just win it.
Two big things they got to figure out by Thursday night, because Philly is on fire, and their pass game is really, really good, and they got some studs. What's up with Lattimore, and how do they get back to running the ball well? That's what they've got to figure out.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.